Let's introduce ourselves, first of all. Welcome, everybody. My name is Stu McLaren, and I'm one of the co-founders of Wishlist Products and Wishlist Member. And this is my business partner, Tracy Childers, who is also one of the co-founders, obviously, of Wishlist Products and Wishlist Member. We want to welcome all of you here today. We have an action-packed day. There's a lot of content that we will be sharing with you. I guarantee you one thing. Of all the content that we're going to be sharing throughout the day, it's going to spur on a million different ideas in terms of how you can use Wishlist Member and use a lot of the content and the material that we're going to be talking about. If you have questions, the best time to ask the questions is after each session. We've allotted time after each session, and also at breaks and lunch and things of that nature. There are a lot of skilled people in the audience who have experience with Wishlist Member. So certainly, feel free to exchange ideas, talk to one another, discuss how you're using Wishlist Member. I was talking to Leon this morning, who is using it in a variety of different ways that I had never imagined. I just did an interview last week with a gentleman, Philip Mutry, who is using Wishlist Member for a totally different purpose. So there's a lot of very creative ideas right within this audience. So I encourage you to take advantage of that and really talk to one another and discuss how you're using it.
Why don't we flip to the next slide, because we're do you have that clicker?
Mm-hmm.
Stu did mention we're going to have some time in between sessions that we're going to stick around and try to answer questions. The way we basically laid it out is we're going to have several breaks, and the breaks are going to be 15 minutes. If you want to write that down, lunch is going to be from 12:15 to 1:30. It gives you an hour and 15 minutes. I know that there are several places to eat here in the hotel that you should be able to get in and out of pretty quickly. And we're going to try our best to keep to this schedule so that whenever it hits those times, we're probably going to start speaking. So try to be back into the room. I have a problem, and I need for you guys to help me with it. I'm going to get Stu to explain it. I was assigned, we just had Halloween, right? So I was assigned in the family to buy the trick-or-treat candy. And I pick out some good candy. But I bought way too much candy. So I told my wife, she's like, we're never going to eat all this. So I was like, don't worry about it. I will get rid of it. So I brought a lot of candy. And Stu's got some creative ways how we're going to get rid of this.
So we'll use the candy. You know, if you guys have ideas, suggestions, tips, tricks that you want to share with everybody, certainly do that. Plus, there'll be candy for everybody as soon as you come back from break. So if you're here back on time after breaks, there'll be candy waiting for you. So we'll have some fun with that throughout the day. We also have some other surprises for you throughout the day. And those will be given during each different presentation, and we'll talk about those at the appropriate time. So with that, we're going to jump right into today's session. Does anybody have any questions before we get going here today? Okay, cool. So, yep, you're good. All right. We're going to start off today talking about the foundation of a successful membership site. Now, the reason I'm going to share this presentation is because it's going to serve as the base for everything else that we're going to be covering here today. Today, the primary purpose of this workshop is to help explore some of the other ways that you can use Wishlist Member and certainly other WordPress plugins with Wishlist Member. It all starts with the foundation of a successful membership site. First and foremost, it starts with providing quality content. We're going to talk about that. Then it's about providing easy navigation so that your members can find your content, so that they can consume your content and get value from your membership site. Then there's the personalization. We'll talk about the meaning of how to personalize your membership site so that it is more meaningful for your members and so that they do feel a part of your site and the progress and success of what you're providing. Then there's the interaction and community, and you'll hear me say this over and over again, and I highly recommend that you write it down because this is going to be the first time that I'm going to say it. But people will come to your membership first for the content, but they will stay for the community. They first come for the content, but they stay for the community. And you'll hear me repeat this several times throughout the day because it is so important. And that's why the fourth element is interaction and community, because getting your members to your site starts with your content, but keeping them boils down to the community that you build. And then we're going to talk about some easy ways from the admin side to manage your content and manage your membership site. You know, how many of you would agree that you would rather have a membership site that's on more autopilot than it is manual? Okay, so you'll like that session because we'll talk about some quick and easy ways to automate the management of your membership site. So let's get going with foundation number one, quality content. First and foremost, like I said, this is the reason that people are going to sign up for your membership site. So your content has got to be compelling. And the more you can create curiosity and generate desire, the more people you have will sign up for your particular membership site. Now, let me just stay on that one point for a second. Creating curiosity and generating desire. One of the features that I highly recommend that you use in Wishlist Member is the More Tag Protection. And essentially, the way this is set up, you write a blog post with a title, and then your, let's say, opening paragraph, and you insert a More Tag. Well, in the settings area of Wishlist Member, you can say protect all content after the More Tag. This is very, very important for this one point right there, creating curiosity and generating desire. Let me explain. When a non-member comes to your membership site and they see a title of a post that grabs their attention, now you've got them interested. Then when they see the opening paragraph, now they're really getting excited. They want to learn more. But then they go to click the read more or the more tag to read the full article, and it takes them to the non-member error page. And it says, wait, if you'd like to read the full article, you know, sign up here. Now, as kids, how many of you, like me, always wanted what you couldn't get? You know, the same principles apply, you know, even though we're adults. When you want something, when you want to read an article, when you want to access a site, and now they're telling you that you can't access that unless you become a member, what happens is it increases your desire to become a member of the site. So this is one of the ways with Wishlist Member that you can naturally create curiosity and generate desire is by using the More Tag Protection. And I highly recommend that when you are writing content for your membership site, focus on creating compelling titles, titles that are naturally going to seduce people. And then your opening paragraph, the content before the More Tag, is really important. That's what you want to use to set up what's going to be covered in the rest of the article. That's what you're going to be using to really generate the desire for people to, if they're not a member, sign up and become a member. Does that make sense for everybody? Okay, great. Now, next thing is be available for different learning modalities. And what I mean by that is provide your content in a variety of different ways. You can provide it some in text, which is a lot of, which is the way a lot of us provide our content in the membership sites with blog posts and articles and so forth. But I want to encourage you to expand that. Take the same content that you would normally put in a post and perhaps provide it with an audio or a video or what have you. A great example is recently we've been doing the audio interviews with several of our customers, and I highly recommend if any of you here want to do an interview, we've got our interview equipment, so we could certainly do that, and we would love to hear how you're using Wishlist Member, and we talk about your site, and you know perhaps get you some exposure to all of our customer base and subscribers and so forth. But one of the things that has been very valuable for us is to see the viral nature of those interviews. We have a Twitter button right underneath the audio so people can retweet, and we are tracking how many times that's going out. And it's amazing to see how many people are sending that audio to all of their friends, family, colleagues, and so forth. Because it's more viral in nature, it's a higher perceived value with audio than there is with text. And so, essentially, we could have done the same thing. I could have sent our customers interview questions that they reply by email, which is sometimes how interviews are done, but instead we're doing it through audio because it's a different modality. And so I recommend that you follow and try to provide different methods of learning materials to your members, because not everybody likes to learn through text. Not everybody likes to learn through audio, and not everybody likes to learn through video. So if you cement yourself into one modality, you're losing a lot of people. You can really branch and reach a wider audience and have more impact if you provide your content and deliver it in different learning modalities. So text, audio, and video. Make your content easy to consume. This is probably one of the bigger mistakes I see people making with their membership sites. Their content is not easy to consume. And if it's not easy to consume, then your members are not getting value from their membership. And if they're not getting value from their membership, they're going to leave. And so what I mean by making your content easy to consume is that, people can get value from it in a relatively short period of time. Now, this can be challenging because you want to balance both easy to consume content plus length of your content, if you will. But the key is that you want people taking action with or getting value from whatever you're teaching, whatever information you're providing, as quickly as possible. The more value they get, the more action that they take, the longer they will stay a member. So it's very important that you make your content easy to consume. So I'm going to give you a real big tip. This is probably one of my number one secrets when it comes to teaching different material. You'll find when I do an interview or when I teach this morning, in fact, you probably all got an email. We sent out a video that we did earlier in the week. And you'll see it. I recommend that you go watch the video because you'll see me do it again in that video. When I teach, I typically go through, I'll hit the main points that I'm going to cover, then I'll cover the main points, and then I review what I covered at the end. So you tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you review what you told them. Now, it sounds very simple in nature, but it's very, very powerful, and very few people do it. Here's how I apply it to interviews. When I do an interview, I'm not just asking questions. I'm taking notes. And this is a big difference. A lot of people, when they do interviews, they sit back, relax, and they ask the questions, and then that's it. But I'm asking questions, but I'm also thinking about how to make that content easier to consume for the listener. So as I'm reading or as I'm asking questions, I'm taking notes, and I'm making bullet points on the main pieces of information that the person is sharing on the other end. And then you'll always hear me at the end of an interview, I will recap what that person just said. And it's amazing, even the people that I interview are sometimes amazed that I'm able to summarize what they just said. But all I'm doing is listening and making notes as I go. It's a very, very powerful way to make interviews easier to consume. Because now, and you'll hear on the audio interviews, I go back and I do a recap at the beginning of what's going to be covered. In this interview, you'll hear Philip Mutry discuss how he's using Wishlist Member for a very creative way. And I talk, give them a summary of what they're going to hear. Then we go into the interview, and then at the end, I recap what was just said. So it's a good example of making your content easy to consume. The final thing I want to say with creating quality content is create conversation. When you deliver a piece of information, ask for feedback. Get responses. Get other ideas, tips, tricks, strategies, or suggestions from your members that they can share with one another. We just did this morning with that video. We sent out the video. We gave our top three lessons learned in our first year of business with Wishlist Products and selling Wishlist Member. And at the bottom of that, underneath, I said, do you have any ideas or suggestions on, ways that you're, effective ways or lessons learned when it comes to selling products and services on the web? And we've had last time I came down here, there were over 10 comments already, and that was sent out early this morning. So, solicit feedback. The more feedback, and we'll talk about this in a minute, and interaction that you get, the stronger the community comes, and the more the stronger the membership comes as well. So foundation number one is quality content. Make your content compelling with titles and with your opening paragraphs with the more tag. Create curiosity and generate desire using that feature in Wishlist Member. Provide your content for different learning modalities, text, audio, video. Make it easy to consume and create conversations. Foundation number two, easy navigation. It's a great quote, and I'm not sure who the quote originates from, but I'm pretty sure it was Dan Kennedy, but he said, a confused mind never buys. A confused mind never buys. The same principles apply for your membership site. If somebody does join your membership site, and they are a member, but they're confused about how to access the content that's contained within your membership site, they're going to become frustrated. The more frustrated they become, the sooner they're going to leave your membership. So make your navigation of your membership easy for them to be able to find the different areas of your membership site. So make the navigation obvious and easy. It should be very clear up at the top how to access the main parts of your membership site. Make the navigation predictable. So if you have a link that says bonus items, for example, make sure that it goes to the section that provides the bonus items. It sounds kind of silly, but I see this happening a lot of times. The navigation will say one thing, but it'll take somebody to another area of the site, and then they got to dig through that area in order to find where they really want to go. So make the navigation predictable and tailor the navigation based on the page they are visiting. We're going to explore that in depth later on today because I want to show you some advanced tricks on how you can do that. But with a lot of, when you're selecting a WordPress theme that you want to use for your membership, and by the way, we're very excited to have Corey Miller here, who's from iThemes. You know, if you've got questions, Corey, you want to stand up and just say, hey. So, you know, Corey is a fantastic theme developer in the WordPress market, and I highly recommend you talk to him and check out some of his themes. When we are looking at different themes that we are wanting to use for membership sites, I'm always very adamant about the navigation and the layout of the site. And there are a variety of different areas of navigation. I'm going to talk about it soon, but I'll give you the synopsis right now. I'm always looking for top navigation, clear top navigation, and I'm going to show you examples of this today. I'm always looking for category navigation. I'm always looking for sidebar navigation. And I'm always looking for footer navigation. Now, I'll show you examples of each of those later today. And then the other one that I sometimes look for is what's called feature content navigation. And I'll show you an example of a theme from a company that I have bought several themes from because I really like the way they lay their themes out. And we'll talk about that. But when you're evaluating a theme can be the big influencer as far as easy navigation goes. So you want to make sure that you provide or you have a theme that people can find your content very, very quickly and easily. Foundation number three, personalization. The more personalized the site, the more relevant it's going to be to the person. Now, there are some very advanced tricks, and I know that we have some advanced people in the audience who want to learn some of these things, and we're going to show you examples of how to personalize your site later on here today. But when you are personalizing your site, you want to make it relevant to the person. And you want to make it so that it's not screaming obvious, but that it feels natural, as a natural part of the site. And we'll show you some examples of that later today. Connection. The more personalized the site is for the member, you know, interacting with your within your membership, the more connected they feel. It's like the conversation in their head is, wow, these guys really know what I'm thinking. These guys really know my needs. These guys really know how to serve and help me. That's the conversation that you want happening inside of your members' minds because they feel more connected to the site. They feel like you know their needs and you are addressing them accordingly. Customization. This is a big one. You can customize different areas of your site based on the membership levels, based on if you're creating a modular type course, you can do it based on which module they're in. You can do it based on different sections of your site. And there's many, many ways to do this, and we'll show you examples of it. But customizing the site based on where they're at inside your membership level, very, very powerful. Because if I'm a beginner and I see all kinds of advanced tutorials inside your site, it could overwhelm me. And that overwhelm could cause me to leave the membership. But if I come into your site as a beginner and I see tutorials that are directly targeted to me as a beginner, the beginner's guide to X, you know, steps 1, 2, 3 to get started with, that is more relevant to me. Whereas if I'm an advanced user and I come in and I see content that it's beginner's guide to, I'm like, man, this is like so, you know, yesterday. You know, I want the advanced stuff. Give me the advanced stuff. So if I come into that site as an advanced user and I see the advanced guide to, you know, advanced tips and tricks to, that's more relevant to where I'm at in that particular membership. So it's very, very powerful when you begin customizing the site to where the members are in that membership. Foundation number four, interaction and community. Now I've said it once and I'm going to say it again. They come for the content, but they stay for the community. Highly recommend you write that down. Put it on a piece of paper and stick it up on your wall right by your computer. Because the number one thing that you want to do is you want to draw people in with your content. But then the number one thing after that is you want to make them feel a part of a community. The more you do that, the longer they will stay. Drop-off rates for membership sites occur because either somebody's not getting value, they're not consuming the content, or they don't feel connected to the community. So the more you can make them feel connected to the community, the longer they will stay. And in fact, you will find that some people will stay even if they're not getting any benefit from the content that's being given, just because they feel a part of the community and they want to continue to participate in that community interaction. So create interaction between you and the members of your site. This is really powerful. If you're the figurehead of your membership site, look to create ways that you can interact with your members, whether it be through teleseminars or whether it be through interviews with your members or whether it be through live events or whether it be through pictures that your members can submit or what have you. The more ways you can interact with your members, the better off. And then not only that, interacting between you, but interacting between each other. So forums are a great way to do this. And Tracy's going to talk about SimplePress, because there's been some exciting advancements with SimplePress and how it works with Wishlist Member. But that provides a platform for your members to begin to interact with each other. And that certainly serves as the foundation for creating community within your membership. This is another big one, and I recommend you put a star beside this because this is another big mistake that I see people making all the time. They create a lot of quality content for their membership, but they never tell their members about the new content that they've posted inside the membership site. So what happens is a member will join, they'll come and they'll get a whole bunch of value from it, and then they never come back because they forget or they don't realize that there's new content that's been posted and there's no reason for them to come back. So what you want to do is you want to continually communicate with your members. You want to tell them when new content has been posted. For example, on one of my membership sites, every Friday I send out an email that recaps all the new content that had been posted inside the membership for that week. The reason being is my goal and focus is to get my members coming back to the membership site as quickly and as often as possible. The more they come back to the site, the more value that they will gain from the membership and the more opportunity they will have to connect and interact with other people. So communicate. When you add new content to your membership, make sure you tell people about it and tell them to come back to log in order to access it. Also, involve other people. If you have a discussion going on inside of a forum thread that's really hot, a lot of people are talking and they're participating, spur it on even more. When you send out an email to all of your members, say, hey, there's a hot conversation going on inside the forum right now on this subject. What's your thoughts? And boom, send them back in. Or, involve them in terms of, hey, we just did a new interview with this member who's doing this, this, and this. You should see how creative they've been with XYZ. Click here to find out more. So the more you involve people and the more you bring them back into your membership site, the better. Foundation number five, simple site management. Folks, some of you work way too hard. Way too hard. And it's time that you learn some tips and tricks to automate the process of running a membership site. One of the things I want to recommend is that you grow into this and not go into this. As an entrepreneur, I guarantee that you're going to have many, many different ideas and many different directions that you want to take your membership site. That's awesome, and I highly encourage those ideas. I'm an idea guy. I love ideas. However, You got to control the creativity, because oftentimes the creative ideas will take you off in so many different directions that you never actually accomplish any of them. So when I say grow into this, not go into this, that's what I'm referring to. You don't have to get every single idea that you have for your membership in there right this moment, right at this time. In fact, I actually think it's better that you don't, and here's why. Because when you do roll out a new section or a new part of your membership, it gives you something to talk about. And it looks like you are continually developing and you're continually adding and making the membership bigger and better as time goes on. And so it generates more and more excitement for the people that belong, and it also gives you another great reason to go back to your subscribers who are not a part of your membership and say, hey, look, we've made the membership even bigger. We've made it even better. We've just added X, Y, Z, and so forth. So it gives you a reason to go back. So grow into this, not go into this. Third point, automate, automate, automate. The more you can automate, the easier it's going to be for you and the more vacations you can take. One of the mistakes I see membership site owners make is that they pin themselves into their own job, meaning that, oh, I can't go on vacation. I've got content. I've got to put on the membership site this week. That's the wrong way to approach it. What you want to do is you want to try to get ahead of yourself. And what I mean by that is, and you'll hear me talk about this, you'll hear me talk about this right now. Create a content calendar. What I mean by that is, you'll hear me talk about calendars a lot because I think they're very, very powerful. In the video that we just published, I talked about creating a marketing calendar. So asking yourself in January, what promotion can I do to attract more members to my membership? In February, what promotion could I do? And go through each month asking yourself, what promotion could I do? That's on the marketing side. But on the content side, do the same thing. What articles could I produce this month? What special segments could I do this month? What interviews could I do this month? And really create and map out your content calendar. And then it becomes a game. It becomes a game of getting ahead of yourself, meaning, you know, creating content so that you're 2 months ahead of the actual membership itself. And you do that, and we'll talk about this, through using the simple WordPress timestamp, you know, changing the timestamp to be XYZ number of days or months ahead. But in addition to that, there's some WordPress plugins that you can use to also help facilitate this process. In fact, we have one that we're going to be giving you here today that we just had updated and upgraded for the latest version of WordPress, and I think all of you are going to like it immensely. It's called Wishlist Post Manager. And what this will do is it will give you three options. Option number one is to delete the post after XYZ number of days. Now, why is that valuable? Because let's say that you do a post that's time sensitive. Let's say it's time sensitive for February 14th, okay? And after February 14th, you don't really want that post appearing anymore because it makes your site look old. So, this option, it would automatically delete the post after that particular day. So that's option number one. Option number two is that you can move the post from one category to another after or on a certain day. Why is this valuable? Well, if you have content, you could make it free for a certain period of time and then move it to a paid category where they could only access it if they become a paid member. So this opens up a whole new world of opportunity because now you can use your content as reasons why people should sign up or come back to your membership site on a regular basis. This is only going to be a bit available for free for XY period of time. After that, it's going to be moved to the archives where members can access it, you know, at their leisure. Now this creates a whole new dynamic when it comes to producing content that people take action to view and read and consume. Then the third option is to have the post republish after a certain period of time. Now, this is very exciting because this, folks, will help you automate, automate, automate like you would not believe. Because I have a little tip and a big secret for you. If you've created content over a lengthy period of time, there's a large majority of your members that have never seen the content that you published 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, 12 months ago. So here's the good news. With this third option, you can now automate that content to republish every 6 months, every 9 months, every 12 months, or what have you. So now, once you, let's say you get a whole year's worth of content inside your membership site, you could have all of it republish on the same cycle a year after itself. And so now the membership is republishing content on a regular basis, and it's not requiring any further work from you. Does that make sense to everybody? It's pretty exciting because now you can automate so much of your membership based on content that you've already put in. And the other thing it does is it brings old content back up to members who probably have never seen it, and it brings a new face to content that is still relevant. So along those lines, knowing that, one of the recommendations that I make to everybody is create and manage your content so that it is evergreen and so that it is relevant long after the time that you originally publish it. Of course, you can and should publish content that is going to be date and time sensitive, but if you can consciously approach your content creation so that the majority of it is evergreen, you can reuse it and recycle it throughout your membership site. So, the foundation of a successful membership site starts with quality content. That's what's going to draw people in. That's the reason that they're there, and that's the reason that they're originally going to come to your membership. Easy navigation. If they can't find their way around your membership, if they can't dig deep inside your membership and gain value from it, then they're going to leave, and therefore your membership is going to suffer accordingly. Personalization. The more personal and customized the membership is to that person or that member, the more relevant it is for them and the more value that they will gain. Interaction and community. They come for the content, but they stay for the community. So if you're looking to create a membership where members stay long after when they originally sign up, you want to focus on developing interaction between you and your members, between your members and each other, and developing a community as a whole. And then manage, there's simple ways to manage your site so that you can automate it, so that you can take vacations as a membership site owner. And you want to look to automate as much of it as possible, and we'll talk about that as well today. So that's what we're going to be covering. We're going to be going detail into that. We're going to be showing you plugins. We're going to be showing you ways to configure Wishlist Member to hit each of those areas. With that, let me just check on time. Tracy, how are we doing on time?
We've got about 10 more minutes.
Okay.
So if you did want to do the questions and then the thing where you were involvement.
Okay, yeah. We can do so that. Can we get a couple... Perfect. You guys are on the ball. Awesome. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to open it up for quick questions. With that, too, if you have your own membership site tip or trick that you would like to share, I recommend that you do that. All you need to do is just let us know. We'll get a microphone to you. Give us your name, your website, and the trick that you want to share. This is a great opportunity for people to also cross-network and, perhaps, align yourself with people who are in the same niche. We did this at one of our other events, and it was a huge, huge success. So take advantage of the opportunity. Jeanette.
Jeanette Cates from Online Success Incubator. I had a question on your post manager. Does it keep the permalink so when you republish, will it keep the same permalink so we don't have duplicate content?
Yep. Keeps the same permalinks. Thank you. Just changes the timestamp. Other questions? Up here at the front.
Hi, I'm Suzanne Hetz from Denver. Maybe you're going to go into this later, but when you mentioned sending out emails directly to your members, do you send that out through Wishlist or through another autoresponder? Because I've heard that if you have a large number of members, that it becomes a problem sending it out directly through Wishlist.
Okay, so good question. I always integrate my memberships with an autoresponder service. So whether it be AWeber or whether it be another autoresponder service. The reason being is because you can do much more as far as the emails go. With Wishlist Member, it's just basic functionality that's available there. But I recommend that you do integrate it with one of the autoresponder services and send out your emails that way.
Yep. One quick thing to note on that as well, especially Suzanne asking the question, is we are also working on the broadcast engine within Wishlist Member, and that's pretty high on our development list. So that's going to change some things. So if you have a bigger list that's already in the membership area, you will be able to send directly to them with better optimization shortly. The question was, will that include HTML? We will likely add that. I don't know exactly if that's going to be as high on the priority list as the optimization of sending them out, but it's definitely going to be coming.
But Tracy is open for bids if you'd like it higher. You're certainly welcome those.
Like, how much money do you have in your pocket right now?
Hi, I'm Robert Richman with ZappOsInsights.com. We're a membership site showing other companies how to have a strong culture. And I just wanted to contribute a tip in terms of what Stu had mentioned with having text and audio and video. And what we found is that it really helps to mix them into actually the same piece of content. So, for example, what we'll do is if we have something that we're introducing, even if it's text, we'll use a short video to introduce that content. But also, I'm not sure which study had shown it, but essentially there's this interesting thing that happens when you mix media, and they found it through studying Sesame Street, where they showed that the kids didn't respond so much to just adults and didn't respond so much to just puppets, but when you put the two together, the kids with the puppets, suddenly they were hugely engaged. So what we're doing is we have videos, but we also have text that we type in at the bottom. And some of it is really funny, some of it's really serious. And so rather than just seeing talking heads there, which you could just be doing something else, people get really engaged in the video because they want to see what that next text is, if it's going to be a joke, if it's going to be an actual tip and such. So it had a lot more engagement with our content that way.
Awesome. That's
so just
a great
to
tip.
Clarify, the text is embedded in within the timeline of your video.
Yeah, you can either do that in your video program, or if you're using something like YouTube where it's content on a free level, then they actually have a text editor that you can use right on YouTube. So there's several ways to do it.
Awesome.
You know what's funny about that is I found the same strategy when I'm talking to Tracy. The more I use puppets, the more attention he pays.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah.
What were you saying?
Anybody got any other questions, comments?
Hi, Barbara from New Jersey. I was going back to the integration question concerning the mail and the list.
Yep.
Because I'm a new wish list, you know, user, and I haven't actually installed it yet. But I am familiar with
AWeber. Okay, everybody. This is, you know, it's okay to admit that. We've all been there.
I know.
But
hi,
we're
Barbara.
Here for you.
Is this the membership's 12-step program?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So a lot of my clients are interested in MailChimp, which is far superior in terms of AWeber and a lot of their functionality, including integration with Twitter, et cetera, et cetera. So the question to Tracy is, are you considering integration with MailChimp?
MailChimp has come up several times. For us, when we decide on what new developments we're going to be working on, we basically decide on the greater good. And that's generally how we approach our development schedule. So the majority, there's a pocket of people who use MailChimp. And so it has come on our radar screen for sure. As far as being the highest on our priority list, it's not there yet. But like I said, we are open. You know, if you want to boost it up, you know, we're open to that.
No, I only thought in terms of really ease of use in terms of slicing the different membership levels and exporting that to the list management program.
Well, let me give you some insights. One of the things that we shared at one of our other workshops, and I'll share it with all of you here. We haven't really publicly announced this, but it's something fairly big for the Wishlist community. We've been behind the scenes working on an API for Wishlist Member. And so what that will do is that will give other programmers and developers the opportunity to create add-ons that work with Wishlist Member. As soon as we publicly release this, it will spur on a ton of innovation. Thank you. Thanks, Leon. And I guarantee you that there will be somebody that will develop that with MailChimp. That's why for us, We know that's going to happen, and so that's why we're focusing on developments that are tied to the core of Wishlist, and then more specific applications like for MailChimp or for another shopping cart or for XYZ. Other developers can develop those and provide those. So I guarantee you that somebody will probably jump on that as soon as we public release it, and that's scheduled within the next month or so.
We're also, if you look at where the integrations are in the shopping cart, you'll find one that's a generic integration for a shopping cart. And what that means is if somebody has like a shopping cart that I've never heard of, is like, well, we're probably never going to be able to integrate that, but they really want to integrate with us, they can make tweaks on their end, and we give them all the specs so that they can tie into us. And we have something similar to that within the email, but email is a little bit of a different deal. Everybody's system is slightly different. So what will probably happen is we'll also be enhancing that so that it will be more of where you could tie it in with forms and such. But MailChimp is going to be ranking up. It's getting to be quite popular. Sure.
Okay, this is Larry from MacSupportCast.com. We do video tutorials for Mac users, and I'm probably going to preach to the choir for most of the room, but for your sake, look through the plugins for WordPress. We found one called, I think, Mad Mimi Tie, and it takes a database and just dumps it right over into Mad Mimi. We can send out newsletters. So that was our quick solution to get out communication.
Can you repeat that for everybody again?
Yeah, it's a plugins for WordPress. It would be like, I think, Mad Mimi Tie, I think is the name of it, and it dumps your database from your SQL database. Mad Mimi Tie, T-I-E, I think,
okay,
is what it's
Mimi
called.
Is,
Mad, M-A-D-M-I-M-I,
okay,
I believe.
Mad Mimi, cool.
Yeah, and it basically allows you to get your database over to them quickly. Now, there may be something for MailChimp or other things, too. There's so many plugins, I just wanted to say, go look. You'd be amazed what's popping up there.
Well, thank you for sharing that. That's great.
We did it so that we would have a way to communicate automatically and in a nice format, HTML newsletters and things. So that gave us a quick solution because we just launched about, 2 months ago, and we wanted to make sure that we had nice-looking newsletters right out of the gate versus just text newsletters. So
awesome. And see, this is part of I appreciate you sharing because – we at Wishlist Products, we have certainly a lot of ideas on different directions and different things that can be done with Wishlist Member, but we're only scratching the surface. When we tap into all of your creativity, that's when, you know, it just excites us so much because people are able to find solutions and create plugins and add-ons, and they have alternative ways to use Wishlist Member, and that's when it becomes really exciting. So I encourage you to talk to one another and to share tips and tricks like this. We're going to be sharing you all the different plugins that we recommend to help kind of screen a lot of things for you. But I encourage you to interact and share as well because there's a lot of knowledge within this room. Kevin?
Going to the navigation, we're actually, it's Kevin Davis from CacheAndFlashSecrets.com. We're using a breadcrumb plugin also because basically our content is a three-day event that was, it's given on DVD format but then also provided in the membership area. So then each day is a separate category and then, or a separate page, and then breaking it down to the individual chapters of the DVD.
Gotcha.
And as they go through, they can click back through the breadcrumb navigation to go back to the previous day or wherever they want to go.
That's a great, great point. Breadcrumb navigation is also very valuable, and I like that too. There's a couple plugins for that. I know Yoast has one. If you go to yoast.com, he has a breadcrumb navigation plugin. And there are several others, but that's the one that I've personally used several times. Anybody else got questions, tips, tricks, websites they want to share? Okay, yeah, a couple of people.
Hi, my name is Dave Fitch. I'm an attorney, but please don't throw anything at me. I have found Wishlist very adaptable to small law firm kind of things where you can, by your categorization and so forth, you can segregate client content. You can segregate one attorney from a different attorney. You can segregate staff. You can give people access. And for us guys that are onesie, twosie, threesies, and we're competing against the guys in the big buildings, the ability to be virtual and have security is pretty critical. And it's a nice touch to give a client, say, here's a URL, here's your password. Now you can go in and see all the things that we've been doing. You can review your work, and that's your password. Nobody else has it.
Awesome.
So I think there's a lot of other professional practice kind of things that if you're in the idea of selling this to other people.
That's a great example of a creative application of which this member beyond the typical membership site. And I was sharing a story with Leon this morning. My wife and I, we run a charity. It's called World Teacher Aid. And one of the campaigns from that charity is a campaign that we created called Right to Give. And it's a brilliant idea that my wife came up with at 3 in the morning. And she woke me up and said, hey, I got this idea. And I said, great. I'm like, what's the idea? She said, it's called Right to Give. Now, she is a full-time grade 1 teacher. And so she
just,
teaches...
If you're in the U.S., that means first grade. The Canadians talk a little bit different.
Okay, it's true. I'm Canadian, but I am proud to be Canadian. So, but okay, well, funny aside. So our company is American, okay? But Tracy is the only American in the company. Go figure. You know?
I'm the power player.
It's the exchange rate. That's right, that's right. Yeah. Okay. So quick example of how we're using it for Right to Give. Amy came up with the idea. She wanted to have 5 different classrooms who all come together to write one book. We publish the book, we sell it to family, friends, colleagues, and so forth, and all the money raised goes to the charity. Last year, she came up with the idea in November, and between November and April, we published 7 books. And it was a huge success. But the problem was, it was all done manually. Teachers were emailing Microsoft Word documents. And then they were sending us lists of their kids' names. And it was just a nightmare. And on top of that, Amy was trying to do it all during report card time. So you can imagine the stress level at our house. So this year, I said, I want to automate this as much as possible. Let's just use Wishlist Member. So what we did was we created a membership level for each book that is being published. And then the teachers, the 4 teachers or the 4 classrooms who have who are writing that particular book, have access in the members area. And so the teachers go and they publish or they submit the content in the comments field. And I'll show you an example of how we do that. And so it's automated the whole process. Now, I mentioned that we did all of last year, we published 7 books. Already this year, and it's only 2 and a bit months, we've published 8 books. And so we're doubling our capacity based on Wishlist Member. It's a creative application, just like what you were saying, David. It's totally beyond a typical membership site, but it's an alternative way to use it. I encourage you to explore those. Okay, Tracy's given me the stopwatch. So for those of you who have questions and comments, hold on to them because we do want to hear them. We'll get them at our next segment. So with that, we're going to take a 15-minute break.
We'll start back at 10 o'clock.